Well, you know what it is. Trailer behind me, loaded up, getting ready for the conference. Jeez, we're less than a week away. Crazy, right? It's going to be a great time. And then the infamous car seat, the back seat. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. Depends on which stuff you have to move around. I had a thought yesterday, but it was late last night. I didn't want to jump on late last night with my kids in the background and all some bullshit. But I don't know. Do a lot of thinking, and I don't want to keep my thoughts to myself because I think they add value to your life and help you get through maybe some daily challenges. But do you notice what I wrote in the headline of this live video was, ignore most critics, but be thankful that you have some. What do I mean by that? Well, the thought that I came up with last night was, a man who does nothing or a woman who does nothing has no critics because there's nothing to criticize. But somebody who does something that is, I don't know, better than themselves or noble or with energy and effort, with the intention of doing the right thing, will often poke in some waking beasts of critics. But that's okay. When you have critics of the work that you do, that's a good sign that you're doing good work. When I said don't consider all critics to be bad, because sometimes there are people who are genuinely trying to help you that may be critical in helping you improve. And you got to know the difference between the two, right? So there are people who literally hate on you hard. And there are those who like you, who are offering a little bit of help and insight and saying, hey, maybe next time, instead of doing it that way, try doing it that way. Or you may want to tone it down just a bit. It rubbed this person the wrong way, whatever it may be. Hey, next time you do that, we know that you were doing things correctly, but or with full purpose and intention of doing something right. But just so you know, maybe just twist it a little bit so it looks like this next time, and man, it should be spot on. And then know the other ones, the ones who do anything they can to try to disrupt the work that you're doing. And, you know, it doesn't take long for me to be reminded. And honestly, I don't even hear the critics anymore. I actually kind of laugh at them, and I know that's a good sign of the work that I'm doing is correct. I think people misinterpret some of the things that I say and do at times. I'm not perfect. I'm merely a human being. I'm doing my best. I've decided to, you know, take a leap of faith and try to change law enforcement. I mean, that's it. And I'm not going to rest until it's changed. And I have a lot of great ideas. I have a lot of things that are to come. You ain't seen nothing yet, boys and girls. I'm telling you, have not seen shit yet. This is just the beginning, tip of the iceberg. So I'm often reminded about the work that I do when I receive messages and posts and emails about, you know, stuff all the way from, hey, we're seeing things differently, our perspective has changed, look at this, this is cool, to, you saved my life, you saved somebody else's life. If I had listened to those critics from the very inception of me considering law enforcement to be my calling, and treating it with a full passion and treating it with energy and effort to go out and do the work that I believed I was meant to do, I wouldn't have the stories. I wouldn't be who I am. And I wouldn't have developed the critics that I had. That comes with the territory. It's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. You don't get to have people line up this next upcoming week, which will be a blast. And I implore all of you to grab pictures, and we're going to try to be involved with the crowd as much as possible. We're regular guys, all the instructors, all the staff here. You're going to find out we're really some genuine folks. We care about you tremendously. We want your experience to be phenomenal. We have worked tremendously hard to make it feel as good as it can possibly be. But I wouldn't have gotten there had I listened to all the critics. You know, I don't know. I could have just hunkered down like everybody else and done nothing. But I ignored the noise and I did the work. And you've got to know the difference between the two. So don't be always so on guard to challenge everybody. I sometimes get people who write in, hey, I'm a sergeant. I have this guy in my squad. He means well, but he don't want to listen. I've gotten that one before. What do I do? You got to figure out a way to connect. And also, if you're the person who I'm talking about, you got to deploy a little humility and say, let me just listen. We don't have to be on guard all the time. Sometimes listening is a good idea, too, when you have people who are really trying to help you. This sergeant had no intentions of putting out the fire in this kid's belly. He just needed to know how to tame him and corral him in a little bit. Now, as a 40-year-old man looking back, I'm glad some of those people who wanted to help me genuinely would jump in and try to help me. And it's good to know that you should really second guess, is this person really trying to help me? Or are they disingenuous and trying to run interference? But by the way, like, there's nothing I can do. There'll be people who will say things about the company, this company, myself, the efforts that we're doing, other instructors, but it's all good. It speaks volumes of somebody's character when they take opportunity and energy to badmouth somebody else and not see things in the right way. See things in a way like, hey, you know what? Maybe it's not for me, but what that guy's doing, what this company's doing, what they're doing is admirable. Yeah, no, it calls me out on the table a little bit, right? But just because it makes you feel like shit doesn't give you an opportunity to badmouth anybody else's work or anybody else's efforts. Self-check, man. Why are you feeling like shit if somebody else is doing something? And don't be that person either. Don't be the person who is highly critical of what everybody else does or what your position is on what they're doing and that they're a lazy bum and this and that. People are just people, man. You can't change them. So your best bet is to mind your own business and understand that nobody makes something for everybody and not everybody's cut from the same cloth. I razz and we poke fun at people who go out and write tickets all day. But the reality is I've been through an experience where I realized that may be the limits of somebody's abilities. What I'm saying is if you have better abilities, we can all learn to do something that is more impactful in society. But I respect it. You know what I mean? Like, I razz at it to make a point. I do it to get under skin, to promote change and progression and whatever. This is nothing directed towards anybody or anything in particular. And I try to convince all of our instructors and get them prepared for, you're going to feel the same thing. Kenny Williams shares his videos with us. And there's always somebody who wants to jump in or a handful of people want to jump in and start criticizing the work that he has done or he is doing. And I just find it fascinating. And I probably would have been categorized in this group 10 years ago as well, that we're taking an opportunity to say, oh, I wouldn't do that. And not an opportunity to say, hey man, thanks for sharing that. We've never seen anything like this before. So think about what your perspective dynamics are and how you're seeing things. Paradigm shifts in life. I mean, you're really gonna get so much more out of life when you see things just differently. And now Kenny at first would be like, oh, I don't know. Why are these guys talking shit? I'm like, look, dude, the people who matter care that you're sharing it. You're hearing the wrong noise. You're paying attention to the wrong critics, right? You're paying attention to the wrong critics. Just don't listen to those people. There are 97% of this group who are appreciative of the work and effort that you're doing. I mean, he edits his videos every week. I mean, the only guy does is big videos. He learned how to do video editor. He sits there, he hustles, he grinds. You can't knock him for the success that he's had within the company. You know what I mean? The guy just puts all the work in. He puts the effort in. He does the job. And he wants genuinely in all our hearts and souls, everybody to get better. Like, I have this vision of like, literally changing how everything is done. I know you've been handed shit fucking training. I know you've been handed shit field training. I know you've been handed a card of, bosses. And some of you are fortunate to have great ones. Like, and those guys and girls are the ones that we love. But I know some of you have horrible ones. So I'm trying to do my best to resolve this issue. I can't change the world. I can change what I know how to change. And that's this profession. And in that change, we'll continue to get this constant reminder of why we do what we do. Don't worry about what other people think. As long as your organization gives you the air cover that you need and supports you, whether it's pushing proactivity or just accepting that they're okay with it and they're not going to give you a hard time. And if that organization is not the one you work for, maybe you want to go find one of those organizations. But, 94% of people I worked with didn't want to do anything. That's okay. At first, I used to get frustrated by it, but it's okay. They were still good guys and girls. They were still my friends and my family. And I remember having a kid who I was field training. He goes, they don't do nothing, these people. I go, that's not our business. Our business is as long as we need them, when we need them, they're coming. What they want to do with their time and what they're permitted to do, and that has nothing to do with us. So let's not worry about that too much. Let them do their thing. These are good people. And, that's what separates us. I don't know what to tell you. And, it is what it is. So, again, worry about yourself. See things in an appreciative manner. take a second to stop and think before you have knee-jerk reactions, just breathe. Saying is, and I love this, the typical saying is, don't just stand there, do something. My advice to you is stand there, just don't do something. Take time to think about things before you react, before you panic, and try to see things of why somebody would act that way towards you. And take it as a compliment if it's something that's negative. I don't know what else to tell you. I know a lot of you going through this stuff. How do I know? I went through the same shit. Did the same thing. Went through the same stuff that you went through all my life. And you know what? I'm going through more of it now than ever. You guys don't see that because we don't sit and emphasize and magnify all the things that come our way that are not positive. They are negative. And I do make mistakes. There's nothing I can do. I to this day, continue to go, I don't know if I should have said that. Like, you know, you know, but it's what it is, a human being trying to recognize that there's a big responsibility with being me now. And I'm not, this is not about me. I'm saying just in general, there's a big responsibility with you being you. The responsibility as a father, or a husband, or a brother, or a sister, or a wife, or a police officer, or administrator. It's a big responsibility with that. We've got to really self-check ourselves about how we are acting and behaving. And as long as you can look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, you know what? They got something to say. They got something to say, whatever. You know, I know that I did the right thing. I know that I'm doing the right thing. Don't worry about these other people. Don't worry about them. Don't try to analyze why they're fucked up, because they just are. Hopefully you guys found some value in this video. Again, that's what I'm trying to do, is deliver value daily. Big week next week. Oh man, over a thousand of you coming to this event. I'm so excited, guys. I'm like, I don't know if I've been this excited in a very, very long time. I'm not kidding you. Like, I am that fucking pumped. It's gonna be amazing. And if not, we're not giving your money back. So, okay. See you later.